News release. Niagara Regional Police. On March 22, 2023 at 10:46 p.m., 3 District, Welland officers from the Niagara Regional Police Service, NRPS, responded to a possible impaired driver complaint in Pelham. Members of the public called the NRPS to report a driver passed out behind the wheel of a car in the area of Victoria Avenue and Weber Road. Officers attended the area and located a gray 2005 Acura L stopped at the intersection. The driver was asleep in the car. When officers woke the driver, he refused to get out of the car. The driver put the car in drive and sped from the scene, narrowly missing hitting the officers and other cars in the area. Officers activated their emergency lights, attempted to stop the car by conducting a traffic stop. The driver refused to pull over. Out of a concern for public safety, officers did not pursue the Acura. After multiple calls to the police from members of the public to report the erratic driving of the Acura, officers located it stopped at the intersection of Victoria Avenue and Canberra Road. Officers blocked the Acura in preventing it from fleeing the scene. The driver was told he was under arrest but refused to exit the Acura. Officers attempted to take physical control of the driver, who resisted arrest. At 11:20 p.m., the driver was arrested after a brief struggle. The driver showed signs of impairment and empty beer cans were located in the front driver's seat area of the Acura. Cole Wesley DeBoer, 25 years, of Waynefleet, has been arrested and charged with the criminal code offenses of dangerous operation of a motor vehicle, flight from police, resist arrest, impaired operation of a conveyance, impaired operation, conveyance, over 80 MGS. DeBoer was later released from custody with a future court date. The Acura was impounded. DeBoer has been issued an administrative driver's license suspension, ADLS. The ADLS is issued to everyone charged with similar driving offenses. The ADLS prohibits DeBoer from operating a motor vehicle for 90 days from date it was issued. Anyone with information about this incident is asked to contact the investigating officers by calling 905-688-4111, ext. 1,023,300.